This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A gunman opened fire at a birthday party in Colorado on Sunday, killing six adults and then himself. It happened in a mobile home park on the east side of Colorado Springs. The suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a victim at the party, but at the moment we don't know why the shooter opened fire. Palestinian medics say at least 50 Palestinians have been hospitalized after clashes with Israeli police at a Jerusalem holy site. Police fired tear gas and stun grenade canisters, some of them landing in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. Israeli police say Palestinians threw rocks and other things at officers. Afghanistan's Taliban say they will honor a three-day ceasefire for a Ramadan holiday. This follows a deadly attack on a girls' school on Saturday that killed as many as 60 people, most of them students. The Taliban denies it's to blame for this. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
In a capital rattled by relentless bombings, Saturday's attack was among the worst. Criticism has mounted over a lack of security and growing fears of even more violence as the US and NATO complete a withdrawal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sources are telling us that the cyber extortion attempt that's forced the shutdown of a vital U.S. pipeline was carried out by a criminal gang known as DarkSide. Experts say gasoline prices are unlikely to be affected if the pipeline is back to normal in the next few days. But industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says,
we have to remember that higher costs of many kinds are being built into the price of gasoline around the country at all times. So it won't be possible to isolate just what is impact from the Colonial Pipeline. But no, it will not be limited to the East Coast and Northeast.
The Biden administration says it's working to restore operations. This is AP News. The Kentucky Derby winner's in trouble. The AP's Julie Walker's got this.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit tests positive for drugs and could be disqualified. Trainer Bob Baffert denies it and says he'll fight to clear his horse. Baffert says Medina Spirit was found to have 21 picograms of the steroid betamethasone in a post-race sample.
I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
Baffert's horses have been the subject of other positive drug tests over the years. Medina Spirit will undergo more testing, but if the horse is officially disqualified, Mandaloon would be declared Kentucky Derby winner. Meanwhile, Baffert says the horse will race in the Preakness. A win there sets a triple crown in motion. I'm Julie Walker.
About 57% of American adults have now gotten at least one COVID shot. More than 150 million Americans. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.